I'm on. Hello, check, check, check. Oh, okay, I'm going. I'm on. All right, you guys can be seated. So the last time I was up here was October, and I was talking about football and how we as a team relate and things of that nature. Well, today I'm going to be talking about change. And it's weird because this entire week I've been dealing with change from Sunday to today. And the devil been working real hard. Like, it seemed like everything go wrong, went wrong. Phone calls, just weird events, family members. And you know when everything is like crumbling around your feet, God is working on something great for you. And I think it's working out something excellent, because my main goal today was just to get here, get to this point. Because the way things are rolling, I was like, I feel I got to pray like every minute on the minute, because it ain't no telling what's going on. But anyways, I'm going to be talking about change. And change is defined as a form, nature, content, future course, or of something different from what it is or from what it would be if you left it alone. Change is a natural part of life, but also a supernatural part of life too. Change can occur physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But as we all know, change is one of the many main ways God gets us to the place we need him to be. We need to be in him. According to BibleStudyTools.com, there seems to always be a guarantee in life that change will happen. Change is something we tend to fear and become anxious because we do not feel in control of life. The good news is that God has a plan for you to hope, future, and to prosper. If we trust in God and allow the change to grow us to become more like Jesus in how we respond and act, then we are all promised that all things will work together for the good of those who love him and keep his commandments. Okay, now that's all easier said than done. So in order to reach that point, you must first give your life to him and make him the Lord of your life. We were all once sinners who became saints and saved, but this did not happen overnight. A change had to occur, and a process had to begin. So we all change physically as we go through our life, from infants, toddlers, adolescents, teens, adults, and then elders, a.k.a. the old people. No intention. But according to 1 Samuel 16 and 7, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at your heart." I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad the Lord looks at my heart and not like everybody else sees it. The Lord created us in his own image, and what the Lord creates is perfect. Be happy and embrace your physical changes, because the Lord's paintbrush is flawless and we are all a work of art. So as we get older, you should be proud, you should be happy. I mean, I strive and pray to get as old as our pastors. You gotta look, you gotta start taking offense. It's not a bad thing. Okay, as seasoned as our pastors. My only hope is that as I grow physically and change physically, that the Lord, I can pray to the Lord to, you know, make it easier and give me the way and show me how to make it as smooth as possible. So that's physical change. Now, everyone deals with mental change. Our brains develop as we do, and we are able to take on more information, but not all information is good information. And we have to pray that the Lord gives us a peace of mind to be able to withstand what our minds can generate on a daily basis. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So we have to pray on those evil thoughts that creep in our mind and ask God to remove them, because an idle mind is the devil's playground. And we also have to pray for peace for those who have no control over their mental state and their actions. When you let thoughts creep in your mind, you can go through situations. I went to a situation at work where my boss said something I didn't like. And in the past, I probably would have stood up, said something, ruined the whole thing. But I held my tongue. And I didn't let what was in my head, the scenario I had played out in my head, it was almost like an action movie. It was great. I knew what I was going to say, how he was going to react and everything. But that stayed up there. That didn't come to my tongue because it wasn't from my heart. So needless to say, that situation worked itself out because I held my tongue. But that goes to show you that you got to pray over your mind daily, especially in this day and age where any and everything can synthesize your mind and keep you short-minded and short-tracked. One minute you're thinking of this thing, the next minute you're thinking of this thing, and then you forgot you were thinking about. And I feel like, short-term thinking is now long-term thinking. I think it's all one now, because so much can happen on a day-to-day basis that you literally either you got to write it down or something, because it's just so much going on. So you got to pray over your mind every single day. So another thing that changes is our emotions, and they change on a daily basis as well. Nowadays, us young people, we call it catching feelings. But in reality, it's how we react to any given situation with our emotions leading the way before our thought process kicks in. In other words, we jump to conclusions before finding a solution. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." We have to pray God gives us the self-control to hold our emotions back when they are clearly not going to make anything better. We also have to pray that God gives us a way to escape to release that emotion or emotions so that it does not build up and become worse. Our emotions can really affect us on a day-to-day basis from a standpoint of if something is going wrong and your feelings are caught up in it and you're not thinking clearly, it goes back to your mind. Your emotions can make things a lot worse, and it can make you react in ways that you wouldn't have reacted if you just would have took the time to stop and think about it. Our emotions can change like the wind. It's a really tough, and you have to, you know, really pray hard on your emotions, because nowadays, if you feel this way or you feel that way or something is going right and it's just too much for you to bear, you can throw in a towel really easily. And you can't let your emotions get the best of you, because it's one of those things where if you really keep it in check, no matter what happens to you, no matter what goes on, your emotion won't change exactly how you feel from the offset. You'll be good to go. And your emotions, good or bad, if something comes at you, you can be slow to speak, slow to anger, think through things, and then you'll be good. And then release it later. Nowadays, a lot of people have troubles doing that. But if we as Christians, as people, can learn just to really focus on that emotion, I think we'll be just fine. So with the emotion and the physical change and the mental change, we got the spiritual change. And that way the Lord helps us with physical changes. He will not give us more than we can bear, and he will not take us through the process without a purpose in mind. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Ezekiel 36:26 says, "Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." So that simply says we should strive to elevate ourselves spiritually in Jesus Christ. And to me, this change is the change that we should all want to live a good life and be all that God allows us to be. He has and is still giving us every opportunity to be great or give somebody some encouragement who might be experiencing the physical change, the mental change, the emotional change, and seeking help in the wrong places. As I stated earlier, change is inevitable and it will happen. Yeah. But God gives us all that we need to handle and adapt to any change, no matter the circumstance. Yeah. God will give you desires of your heart and make a way for that change that you pray for to happen. We just have to be able to let go and move forward from those vices, those things that hold us back and delay our blessing. sometimes change can come unwantingly. It just happens, like a death in the family, or you lose your job, or you lose your car, you lose your house, and it just kind of hits you on the blind side. When that change happens, you just really got to pray to God and know that if it happened and it is of God, then you're going to be okay. He's not going to leave you hanging. He's not going to leave you astray. You just have to firmly believe, and don't let that emotion take over, and don't let that mental take over, and don't stress yourself out to the point where what he has for you is delayed, because you're going to get it regardless. It's just a matter of you letting it happen. Sometimes we want change. I know for me, I wanted to finally work a job where it was year-round benefits, the whole nine yards. Don't get me wrong, KD is in me. I love KD to the fullest. I've grown there. I have friends there. I got fam there. I mean, Kings and Men was everything to me. But I had to make a change because it wasn't where I wanted to be as far as elevating myself to where I needed to be. And I made that move, and God provided me with a job that is year-round, full-time benefits, the whole nine yards. And with that, I was able to move out, get the apartment, get my car, all that stuff. And it's things I wanted for a long time. But I had to make that change because it just wasn't going to be given to me. I had to really step back, really have a conversation with God, like God standing right here and me and him, we talking. And like, God, look, what's up? I need to know what's going on. And he's talking back to me like, you know what's going on. You need to do it and get out the way and let me work, because faith without works is dead. So, you know, when God is moving in you and he's making things happen for you, you just got to step out the way. Now, that doesn't mean just sit by and let him do all the work, because he ain't that type of God. You got to create some opportunity. You got to put forth some effort, and you got to let the rest take care of itself. But the one thing I didn't mention that's really cool, that's really great, is after all this change and everything, the one thing that never changes is God. God never changes. And that's something we should all be happy and celebrate in, because I don't know what I would do if God changed the way that we change. It'd be real hard to get through and to survive. So I wasn't going to be long before today. That's all I got. Now, if there's anybody that wants to make that change, to make Lord our God, you know, the Savior of your life, now is the perfect time. If there's anyone need prayer for anything, now is the perfect time as well. I mean, Pastor always says it's a one-stop shop, and that's you can't get no closer than that. Change is always occurring. Change is going to happen, and just let God be in control of that change.